For the first time since 2019, Terrace's annual Riverboat Days Festival is back in full swing. For over 30 years, Riverboat Days has brought Terrace its busiest weekend of the year, but was put on hold for 2 years due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Mayor Carol LeClaire talked about what these events mean to the community and why the comeback is so important.
Just having that family time together, that friend time together, in a leisurely kind of fashion, and to know that the Riverboat Days, it's an opportunity from the very young to the very older people to come together and putter and hang out. Laid back, I think, is a good word that I want to use, because it's nice just to chill out and see people. Like when you go to the concerts in the park, there's going to be thousands of people there, and it's just going to be like people you haven't seen for a couple of years because we've been living through COVID.
Festivities kicked off on Friday with the opening ceremonies and the opening of the Skeena Salmon Art Show. Saturday kept the momentum going with the parade happening in the morning, followed by concerts in the park, which was headlined by Trooper. Concerts in the Park is one of the biggest events of the festival, gathering thousands of people throughout the afternoon in George Little Park to enjoy some live music with a collection of food trucks and vendors. Though a large variety of activities are offered to encourage people to participate in their community, from pancake breakfasts at the Happy Gang Center to drag races and to beach volleyball in the Mr. Mike's Steakhouse parking lot. LeClaire talks about the scale of Riverboat Days and how it's not just people in Terrace that enjoy the festivities.
It's an opportunity for not only just Terrace, I would say the Northwest, and friends and family to come together to hang out and celebrate community time together.
The festival ends on August 7th with the last games of the Open Basketball Tournament organized by the Terrace Basketball Association, after which the community will have to wait another year for the excitement of the largest community festival in the Northwest.